Svaštarnica, svetovno znana rubrika o glasbi z alergijo na stare novice, slabe komade in dolgočasne intervjuje. Samo na Radiu Študent. Čas je za današnji festivalsko obarvan termin oddaje Svaštarnica. Lepo pozdravljeni, dragi poslušalci in poslušalke. Le še dve noči nas ločita od tridnevnega festivala Nijansa, eksperimentalne audiovizualne senzorično bogate izkušnje, ki se bo odvijala na prostem. Festival je svojo cono udobja odkril na križišču alpskega in sredozemskega prostora med Italijo, Avstrijo in Balkanom v Rakovem Škocjanu. Njegova tretja izvedba bo med 6. in 8. junijem z bogatim audiovizualnim programom od 10. do 4. zjutraj. Prostor bo gostil več kot 45 nastopov na treh odrih. Poleg očitnega festival ponuja tudi performanse, poslušalnice, lokacijsko-specifične instalacije, skupne obede in delavnice, vse v objemu kraške pokrajine in reke Rak. V današnji oddaji se pogovarjamo s Sašem Puckovskim, ključnim organizatorjem in soustanoviteljem festivala. Puckovski je mnogim poznan kot multidisciplinarni umetnik iz Skopja. Ustvarja na stičišču zvoka, vizuali, interaktivnosti, osredotoča pa se na site-specific in okoljske intervencije, s katerimi gradi zvočno-prostorske senzacije. Nijansa se odvija v močnem sožitju s svojim okoljem. Puckovski tako izpostavi, da bo letošnji izvedbi zelo naklonjeno tudi vreme, kar je za tako lokacijsko specifičen festival ključno. Poudari, kako močno je Nijansa letos odvisna od svoje lokacije in kaj lahko pričakujemo.
Kind of far more focused on site specifics here, continuing with sound walk that we had last year as well. Now we have two more, so three in total sound walks across the whole festival, which is very nice because people take a walk around, explore the nature and get to know the place a bit more like that and kind of immerse themselves in this wonderful carved nature that we have there. There is also a few site-specific performances that are going to happen around, like one abandoned ruins of a church up next close to the big natural bridge, which is another kind of like a majestic place to visit, so this is going to be very close to it. And also there will be one close to the river, Rak River, which is really beautiful, just inside the cave and just out from the cave.
Organiziranje festivala na prostem poleg nepričakovanih naravnih sil prinaša tudi druge zaplete. Puckovski trdi, da je zelo pomembna samoorganizacija, saj je Nijansa do neke mere naredi sam festival, ki je odvisen od zunanje podpore. Zato del letošnjega programa sokurirajo sorodne domače in tuje organizacije, kolektivi in drugi akteri, denimo Sonika oziroma platforma Shape, radijska oddaja Modem, projekt ISO Labs, Zavod Cona, serialka Level Up, cikl dogodkov Sonotopija in glasbene založbe denimo domača Arex TX, slovaška Mapa, madžarska Pajka, italijanska Arte Tetra in švicarska založba Us. Puckovski poudari, da Nijansa močno temelji na skupnosti somišljenikov in predstavi njihovo strukturo.
Very much to its structure, so every year people are getting in, and this year it's the biggest thing we have so far. So there is challenge also around organizing the team, but it's a set, it's very much organic process in a way, and I'm super happy that there is such a amazing constellation of people that are orbiting around the answer, and I think the whole festival, I think, could be done without them.
Nekaj besed smo namenili kuraciji festivala in kako izbirati ustvarjalce za tako fluiden festival. Puckovski ob tem doda, da imajo nastopajoči svobodno izbiro, kako bodo izvedli svoj nastop. Najbolj ključno je, da ta odseva okolje ali se do neke mere poistoveti z okoljem in vzdušjem. Ko smo se dotaknili procesa izbire, pa je dejal.
It's very much an like spontaneous situation when it comes to select. I mean, kind of artists also come to Nyansa in a way over the year and they kind of ask. And so we do follow a lot what's going on and what fits. But yes, it's more like it's very kind of like a personal approach. So without much pressure around anything, it's really about feeling and kind of, okay, which artist would fit nice in this special environment, and then maybe what they are up to currently, or also it's a big focus on how their live performance or how their live appearance feels like, not just if the music really resonates with what we are presenting, which by the way is very much non-genre kind of oriented festival. There is many different blends of genres.
Nyansa je v grobem nabor elektroakustične, sodobne, eksperimentalne in ambientalne glasbe. Festival se pogosto označuje kot ambientalno okolje. Puckovski pa pravi, da bi se rad otresel te predpostavke.
There is this kind of misconception I'm hearing a lot of times that it's an ambient, that Nyansa is an ambient festival. It is, there is like a big focus on it because it really makes sense for the environment and the vibe, but there is many other genres, and like slowly at night, I mean, during the day, it's like more into deep listening kind of situation. So ambient, experimental, exploratory, kind of adventurous music, even improvisatory. There is a lot of aspects, but at night slowly turns into a kind of, I would say, like a forest rave situation, but very much on the fringes of like an experimental club music, which is still more atmospheric.
Grajenje sočutne skupnosti je nekaj, kar se na tem lokalnem festivalu zgodi organsko. Sogovornik se dotakne sodobne poplave informacij in nepredstavljivih dogodkov, kot je genocid v Palestini. Posledično se sprašuje, ali je v tako temnem obdobju smiselno organizirati doživetja, kot je Nyansa. Toda takšne izkušnje na svoj način pripomorejo k kolektivni zavesti, uporu, pomiritvi in premisleku. Puckovski trdi.
Setting up this kind of creative spaces for people to come together, in, especially in this kind of traumatic events that are going on in the world, really are kind of spaces of resistance, and they really help people to kind of get their thoughts together and kind of get this feeling of community.
Nyanso močno zaznamuje tudi vizualna podoba, od naravnih tridimenzionalnih vrtečih se cvetov do digitalnih kraških podob in transcendentalno obarvane spletne strani. Zato nas je zanimalo, kako se vizualije povezujejo s konceptom celotnega festivala.
Visual identity is a really important part of our festival, not only in on the digital world, but kind of really want to ingrain this to be as much as possible a singular experience that where sound and visuals are kind of connected or very much resonating each other or feeding by each other. For every year now, Ursa, who is also co-curating this festival with me, my partner, she's co-curating the parallel program as well, but she's in charge of the visual identity. She comes up with she does the design as well. And then this year also there is a collaboration with Ursa Rakhne and Betty Stream, also known as Pixel Bambi, and they who did the 3D art. And this 3D art was kind of brainstormed to be, in a way, all the, like these nice insects and flowers and dragonflies and shells, kind of illuminescent, kind of glowing. They are native of Rakovsko-Ciani landscape park. They are found there. So maybe someone would get from the task to search for these things.
Omeniti velja tudi številne delavnice, ki bodo na festivalskem programu. Naš sogovornik je poudaril delavnico nabiralništva, na kateri bodo udeleženci med vodenim sprehodom nabirali različne rastline, se učili prepoznavanja vrst in odkrivali bogatstvo flore, ki jih obdaja. Dodam pa še eno delavnico nabiralništva za popolnoma druge namene.
There will be also with the Pixel Barbie, who is doing part of the design this year, as I mentioned earlier. She will also lead a specific workshop that is called Cars VJ Harvest, which means people could take part, would just explore and find some interesting objects around, and kind of scan this object in a technique called photogrammetry, which is kind of like a scanning in 360 degree, and then you have this model that you can rotate, and then the idea is that they process some of these sounds, kind of captures of the nature around, and then they would throw them at night as a VJ intervention on the DJs and the live performances that are happening in the evening hours.
Nijansa ne ponuja le glasbenih in vizualnih dražljajev, temveč tudi prostore za odklop in kontemplacijo. Od chill zone, lokacijsko-specifičnih instalacij, do kotičkov za miselni odmik, poslušalnic in seveda neštetih delavnic. Od tipičnih festivalov se razlikuje tudi po svoji kulinarični ponudbi z lastno kuharsko ekipo, ki je tako kot preostale dejavnosti močno odvisna od narave in njenih lokalnih dobrin. Program je zelo pester in se odvija od 10. ure do poldan do 4. ure zjutraj. Sogovornika smo zato vprašali, kako je s prenočitvijo.
There are few options. Mostly it's a camping-oriented festival, so people are encouraged to come. Really beautiful nature with many shadows around and private, almost isolated spaces for the tent, so it's really nice. But these are also kind of limited amount of spots that we have, around 40 to 50 spots that are very suitable for camping. Of course, people can also bring their hammocks. It's encouraged for people to also sleep in their cars if they have this option, because there is a lot of parking and many shadows around there in the parking, so it's not really a problem for something like that. But on the other hand, it's also just 35 minutes away from Ljubljana by car, so that's really not a big distance. There is some limited amount of accommodations. For this, people should contact us, as noted on the webpage. But also people are encouraged to check the usual places where they could book the weekend.
Zasledili smo, da je glasbeno-performativni program razdeljen na žive performance, DJ sete in site-specific performance, kot tudi zvočne sprehode. Zaradi obsežnosti programa smo Puckovskega vprašali, kaj vse lahko pričakujemo od zadnjega festivalskega dne. Sogovornik na koncu izpostavi.
We also have a DJ, who is from Palestine, playing Sunday and gonna present some music from the area, and he's gonna do like a mixtape. That's like Sunday Kapkara, his DJ name, Sunday around 6 p.m. just after Nyansa, it's Sona deep listening showcase, and just before our Isolate collaboration with folks from Project Atto, some amazing names like Romeo Purier or Ula, the Argentinian duo who we already hosted last year as a separate project. Now they're going to do the site-specific performance down at the river. So they're going to do some kind of collaboration with the actual river, so with field recordings, live.
V današnji svaštarnici smo se o poslanstvu, poteku, doživetih in pričakovanjih letošnjega festivala Nijansa pogovarjali s Sašem Puckovskim, multidisciplinarnim umetnikom iz Skopja, ključnim organizatorjem in soustanoviteljem. Festival Nijansa letos beleži tretjo edicijo ter ponuja tridnevno nasičeno eksperimentalno audiovizualno in senzorično izkušnjo, ki se bo začela ta petek, 6. junija, sklenila pa v nedeljo, 8. junija. Podrobnosti o programu in poteku festivala najdete na uradni spletni strani Festivala Nijansa in na spletni strani Radija Študent, kjer bo kmalo objavljen tudi košček obsežnega programa, ki ga bomo prenašali v našem radijskem etru. Sva štarnico je pripravila Eva Rogl-Mežnar. Sva štarnica, svetovno znana rubrika o glasbi z alergijo na stare novice, slabe komade in dolgočasne intervjuje. Samo na Radiu Študent.